Welcome to Roots and Branches on VOA Music Mix. I'm Catherine Cole in Washington. Coming up this hour, I will talk with Eric and Lee Gibson of the Gibson Brothers Band. They have got a chance to take home a third Entertainer of the Year trophy at the International Bluegrass Music Awards in October. We'll hear about that and also find out about their new CD. But first, how about some new music from Leonard Cohen? And you'll also get a taste of what to expect from a couple of the artists who will be in the Roots studio over the next month or so. I am talking about Eliza Gilkison, Kelly Willis and Bruce Robison, and Ellis Paul. Bruce and Kelly have been married for about 20 years now. They've got four children, but have somehow managed to only release two full-length albums as a duo. The latest is called Our Year, and they say it's a chance to share their influences. They cover songs by The Zombies, T-Bone Burnett, Tom T. Hall, and the late Walter Hyatt. His contribution is Motor City Man. I'll save the live version for when we share the interview. It is The Bruce and Kelly Show on Roots and Branches.
Mom, I got a note here from the Harbor Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you've been wearing your dresses way too high. And it reported you've been drinking and running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Well, it happened that the PTA was gonna meet that very afternoon. And they were sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her miniskirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I could still recall the words she had to say. She said, I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, it's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked.
Just love the way that Kelly Willis sings Harper Valley PTA. And you just had a taste of what to expect when Bruce Robison and Kelly Willis come to visit in just a couple of weeks. The Austin couple will be here to talk about their CD, Our Year, and also tell us what it's like to juggle raising a family and two distinctly separate music careers, while also getting together once in a while for a short tour as a duo. They have got their hands full, let me just say that. I'm Catherine Cole. This is Roots and Branches on VOA Music Mix. Also on the way is Ellis Paul. Chasing Beauty is the name of his new one. Ellis had amazing success when he decided to raise money for this project through crowdfunding. He went straight to his fans to pay for the record. And while we've talked with people who have raised $15,000, maybe $25,000, wait till you hear what Ellis did. You'll get your chance in just about 2 weeks. Until then, well, you'll have to be satisfied with, well, I'll let him introduce the next song. This is Ellis Paul on Roots and Branches.
This is called Chasing Beauty, and it's the title track to the new album. And it's really about freedom, being on the road for the first time, that idea of you're young and the highway's in front of you, and you have no chains of your parents or any ties that bind you to holding still. It's called Chasing Beauty. Let's shoot out the satellites. We're throwing wishes at the twilight. And are you raging, blazing, occasionally raising a bottle to the night? You said every dream that could cross our lips lies just beyond our fingertips. I caught some I let slip right through my fingers tied. Oh, we both lost track.
like a matchbox light, like a train on fire, blazing in the moonlight. Are you alright? I'm alive and wide awake. The highway rises, turns and falls like an Oklahoma waterfall. Come jump in. The water was cool and your words held promises of love. But we both lost track. Love was an open road. You can't look back when you're chasing beauty. Mississippi. Oh, we are runaways at the Golden Key. We're chasing beauty. Oh, you'll never be captured like a box kite. You will never be held down by a small town watching this world spin circles in the night. He said a woman in motion stays in motion, can't be stopped by mountain man or ocean. Tell me, is your world so fast you can't stand still at a crossroads time? We both lost track. A time was an open road, and you can't look back when you're chasing.
Paul and the title track to his newly released CD, Chasing Beauty. My interview with Ellis is coming up in just a couple of weeks. Plenty of live music in that one, too. He has got some wonderful stories as well, so get ready for an hour that is just going to fly by. Guess who else has a new album? Leonard Cohen. Or I guess I should say will have a new album soon. The release date for Popular Problems is still a couple of weeks away, but I have got a teaser for you. We don't know much about this project, but I can tell you it is his 13th studio album. It has got 9 new songs on it. Popular Problems will come out 2 days after Leonard Cohen's 80th birthday, but that is not the only gift that fans are getting. I'll tell you more after we hear Almost Like the Blues, brand new Leonard Cohen on Roots and Branches.
I was staring at my shoes. It was acid, it was tragic. It was almost like the blues. It was almost like the blues. I have to die a little between each murderous thought. And when I'm finished thinking, torture, and there's killing, and there's all my bad reviews. The war, the children missing, Lord, it's almost like the blues. It's almost like the blues. Father says I'm chosen, my mother says I'm not. I listened to their story of the gypsies and the Jews. It was good, it wasn't boring, it was almost like the blues. It was almost like the blues. There is no God in heaven, and there is no hell below. So says the great professor of all there is to know. But I've had the invitation that a sinner can't refuse, and it's almost like salvation. It's almost like the blues. It's almost like the blues. Almost like the blues.
What do you think? Is that a classic in the making? Almost Like the Blues, brand new from Leonard Cohen on Roots and Branches. His new album is called Popular Problems. It'll be released September 23rd, just 2 days after Mr. Leonard Cohen turns 80. But that is not all the Leonard Cohen news for today. To celebrate his birthday, they are setting up a special artist page on iTunes that includes info about Popular Problems and all his 12 other albums. And all have been remastered for iTunes, too. So always a good day when we've got new music from Leonard Cohen. No word about a tour, though, although he has said, "I'm not retired," which is about as much as you're going to get out of Leonard Cohen, I think. I'm Catherine Cole. You're listening to Roots and Branches on VOA Music Mix. In the second half of the show, I will be talking with the Gibson Brothers about the upcoming IBMA Awards. But first, Eliza Gilkison will be by in a couple of weeks to talk about her CD, The Nocturne Diaries. Eliza is known for her political songs, for her songs about causes and about issues. But you'll be glad to know that she's not afraid to make fun of herself, too. Example A, Eliza Jane. Eliza Gilkison on Roots and Branches.
I wake up in the morning, the dogs are barking, birds are singing. New day dawning, I'm so worried about everything. My wedding ring, but time is fleeting. I'm so worried about everything. Oh, Eliza, you try so hard, you don't see nothing. Blue horizon, you're expecting rain. Lift your eyes, and you just might find you see something good. Eliza, little Eliza. Worry about everything. Swing around the one.
Coming up, music and conversation from the Gibson Brothers. I'm Catherine Cole. This is Roots and Branches on the VOA Music Mix Network. Hello again from Washington. I'm Catherine Cole. This is Roots and Branches on VOA Music Mix. I mentioned last week that we are just a couple of weeks away from the annual International Bluegrass Music Awards show. It's going to take place October 2nd in Raleigh, North Carolina this year. Last year's Entertainers of the Year, the Gibson Brothers Band from way upstate New York, an area that's not usually thought of as a hotbed of bluegrass music, are up for that honor again this year. But that's not their only nomination. Eric and Lee and the Boys are also up for Vocal Group of the Year. The band was part of the lineup at the 53rd Philadelphia Folk Festival, and I caught up with them there. It had been a while since we'd sat down for a chat, so once the niceties were all out of the way, I jumped right in and asked them about those award nominations and what they've been up to since they were last in the Roots studio. You'll find out after we take a listen to the title track of the Gibson Brothers' most recent release. They called it Music on Roots and Branches.
Up on the mountain to hear the old man play, and everything about him was steeped in the old-time way. The sound he made was stirring, it was magic, it was fun. When asked what it was called back when, he smiled and he said, son, they called it music in the church house in the fields. It was honest, it was simple, and it helped the hard times heal. It was music, they sang it deep down in the mines, in dark and lonesome prison cells, and behind battle lines. They called it music. Father's fiddle tunes on Saturdays in town stayed in our heads and hearts all week till it came back around. I swear the bulls are with me, I can feel them when I play. It wasn't all about money like it is today. They called it music in the church house in the fields. It was honest, it was simple, and it helped the hard times heal. It was music.
sang it deep down in the mines, in dark and lonesome prison cells behind battle lines.
They called it music.
Within. There's a power in the old songs I hope will never fade. So love them like your children and don't let them get away.
They call it music in the church house in the fields. It was honest, it was simple, and it helped the hard times heal. It was music. They sang it deep down in the mines, in dark and lonesome prison cells behind battle lines.
They called it music. And the barber and the preacher all held hands and moved as one. The holy words, a song not spoken, of a circle unbroken, and the spirit moved in everyone. Ring the bell,
ring the bell,
ring the bell,
ring the bell, ring the bell, both far and wide.
You can hear it on the mountain and out across the valley. Ring the bell and go to his side. In the middle of the street, fell down hard on my knees to the pavement that shone like gold. With a shiver and a start, he reached into my heart with the kindest words I was told. Ring the bell,
ring the bell,
ring the bell,
ring the bell, ring the bell, both far and wide.
You can hear it on the mountain and out across the valley. Ring the bell and go to his side. Ring the bell,
ring the bell,
ring the bell,
ring the bell, ring the bell, both far and wide.
Gibson Brothers on Roots and Branches. You just heard the title tracks to two of their CDs, Ring the Bell, and They Called It Music. The Gibsons took home the trophy for the Entertainer of the Year at the International Bluegrass Music Awards the past 2 years. They're trying for a third this year. We'll find out if they're successful when those honors are handed out in Raleigh, North Carolina, October 2nd. I had a chance to sit down with Eric and Lee a week ago and ask them about being nominated for that award and also being up for the IBMA's Vocal Group of the Year. Eric, who is the older brother and banjo player, answers first. Lead singer and guitar player Lee is the second voice that you hear.
Oh, we're thrilled to be nominated.
It's always an honor to be nominated for the awards, and it feels like five is not enough, you know, the number of finalists, because there's so many people that are deserving and so many of our friends that you wish would be on that ballot as well. And to see your name up there with Del McCurry or Doyle Austin and Quicksilver, bands that we've admired for 25 years, it feels like an accomplishment just really to get nominated.
What does it mean for a band to win an award like the Entertainer of the Year?
It means a lot. It's nice to get a pat on the back, but it also translates into more work for a band, and we all need to work. And I'm just being very honest about that. To me, that's been the most beneficial part of having won some awards.
Have you seen a lot of places in this country and out of this country since then?
Yeah, we've been lucky enough to go to Europe. We've played in Canada a lot, played throughout the United States, and mostly in the United States. We hope to get to overseas more.
Were you surprised when you took your music overseas at the acceptance that such an all-American music form gets from people for whom English might not be their first language?
It was very surprising, and I particularly remember a small venue in Torino, Italy. It was like you'd suck the air out of the room when you'd be telling a story through song, and you'd finish and the notes would ring out and then the small room would just explode with applause that they understood through the music, if not through the language, the emotion of the song. And some of the songs that Iron and Diamonds or Safe Passage, you know, more of the story songs that we do that are slower, they just really seem to resonate with those people.
We think of this as being such an all-American in form of music, but I guess that the stories really do translate well.
They really do seem to, you know, and Lee wrote a song called Safe Passage about our family's journey to America, and when we went to Europe, that seemed to be, you know, over here, that song goes over well, but it really went over well in Europe. It's a thrill, you know, to be able to connect with any audience, but it's, you know, growing up on a small farm in upstate New York, we never dreamed we'd get to go anywhere like that, and to be able to go to Italy or France or Ireland or Germany, you know, different places that we've been is... It's a thrill. You have to kind of pinch yourself while you're there. It's actually happening.
I'm Catherine Cole, talking with Eric and Lee Gibson of the Gibson Brothers on Roots and Branches. I caught up with those bluegrass boys at the Philadelphia Folk Festival last week. You know, I think this is a perfect time to take a listen to the song that they were just talking about. The one that seems to have struck such a chord with their audiences as the guys take their music around the world. The song is called Safe Passage. The Gibson Brothers on Roots and Branches.
Other side there came a deadly call. sabers had been rattled, and it was said that any brave should take a stand. Young men love the fight, a pistol in the saddle, so he made his way on down to Dixieland. And his mother prayed for him, she prayed for his safe passage, she prayed till he came barely back alive.
Down there. There must be something wrong. It's taking my last dollar. Still I'm all alone. In the dark at night I want to hold you tight, but all my hopes have gone. No, the wishing well ain't working, and I'm sinking like a stone.
That is The Wishing Well, the Gibson Brothers on Roots and Branches. We're talking with Eric and Lee Gibson about the upcoming IBMA Awards and all kinds of other stuff. They form the core of the band, Eric on banjo and Lee on guitar and singing most of the leads. Mike Barber plays bass, and that trio has been together for about 20 years, which is a lifetime as bands go. I asked them if when they started playing together, they ever thought about still being in a band 20 years later.
We were hoping to find better people. No. No, it's Eric, Michael, and I have been playing together for 21 years. And although we're not young, young people, we started in our 20s, so we're in our early 40s now. And I never thought, I don't know if I really thought that we'd be around for 20 years. Did you ever think about that? I never thought. I thought you'd look better than you do now.
No, once we dug into the music, I'd hope that could happen. I'd hope that we could find enough people to support us, and luckily we have. You know, that we could stay in the business, and that's my hope, that we can keep doing it. I don't really have a plan B. You know, I hope we can keep this going another 21 years.
Do you have a plan B? I mean, is there something else you could do that allows you to make fun of your brother 24 hours a day?
There's nothing that I'm quite as good at as making fun of Eric 24 hours a day. No, it's all I want to do. I mean, if circumstances dictated that I had to do something else because of health or loved ones, you know, then I'd have to adjust, but this is what I want to do. Happy to be doing it.
You've got a new record on the way. Tell us a little about that.
It is our first non-Gibson Brothers original-based record. We usually write a lot of our stuff, and this is the first time we've done a concept record. It's a record that honors the previous brother acts in the history of bluegrass and country and pre-bluegrass music. So we went digging back through time and had some help from friends who had some really good record collections to find some songs that everyone hasn't heard. Now, there are some songs on the record that people have heard, but it's amazing how many great brother acts there were, and we tried to do them justice.
What are some of the things that you dug up that really just grabbed you the first time you heard them?
I love 7-Year Blues, a song that Ira and Charlie Lubin wrote, and they had a beautiful version of it, but so did the Webster Brothers. And that's, Webster Brothers are kind of an unknown, you know, to us they were not an unknown group, and to hear their version of that song made us really want to do it. And we found a couple songs by the York Brothers. I'd never even heard of them. Once word got out that we were doing this, aficionados who knew more about the history of brother duets than we did started coming out of the woodwork. A friend of ours named Philip Wells, he just has a vast knowledge and a huge catalog of music, and started sending us stuff. And Ken Irwin from Rounder, our new record will be on Rounder, sent us some songs. We ended up doing a Church Brothers song. I'd never heard of them. And it's been fun, and it's been humbling, you know, to realize that we're supposed to know what we're doing as a brother duet. We've been doing this a long time, and to learn that there's a wealth of material to draw from, more than we even knew in the past. So,
was there one song that you put your foot down and said, we have to sing this song?
I would say after the response we got when we started monkeying around with it and played it out in front of a few people, the response we got to Bye Bye Love from the Everly Brothers, because, it just seemed like, well, now we have to do this on the record. Just the response was so big. It's instantly recognizable, and it makes people happy. Although I don't know that our version is as good or anyone could ever be as good as the Everly Brothers. It's certainly every time we play it, as long as I don't mess up the guitar intro, everything's fine. People are just happy. I think that would be one that we felt like we had to do.
I've never thought of it that way before, but I do look at the crowd as we're doing that song. They're happy. You know, that's a powerful thing, to make people happy for a few minutes. It is our job. And that song seems to do it.
You know, when you're up on stage, you do have a habit, Lee, of making fun of your brother.
Yep.
Do people ever come up to you and say, why are you so mean to that poor boy?
Yes, they do. We actually get responses to the website now and again saying, knock it off, don't like it. But I feel badly, but I don't know what else to do. I mean, it's the most obvious thing to do on stage. Just look at him. He begs for it. As we were saying before, if the show's going right, then he will fire back, and either they'll see that he's defending himself, or I'll look like the biggest jerk in the world because he's just the poor, wounded, pretty one. And
your definition of pretty is different from a lot of people's definitions, though.
I don't always make fun of him. I try to make him uncomfortable in front of people, and that's probably more accurate, isn't it?
Yeah, it does, and I'm just trying to tune my banjo. You know, banjos have a tendency to go out of tune, and I'm trying. So sometimes I am defenseless, but as long as the music stays the main thing. I mean, we have fun with the banter, but I think most people realize it's all in good fun.
Can you think of anybody you'd rather play with?
Jennifer Lopez. No, I'm just kidding. No. No, I can't. I like what I'm doing now.
It's a long list. No, I wouldn't sound as good with anybody else. I mean, it's fun to play music with my friends, but no, I'd rather play with Eric.
Good luck to Eric and Lee and everyone nominated for International Bluegrass Music Awards. You'll be hearing for more nominees before the awards are handed out October 2nd. I'm Catherine Cole. This is Roots and Branches on the VOA Music Mix Network.